All right, this first post reads, looking for one night stand for my dad's bedroom. If anyone knows where I can find one, let me know. Size is 23 by 29.
Ooh.
The largest.
That one night stand is thick.
This is where putting the emphasis on the correct syllable is very important.
Yeah.
This could be looking for one nightstand.
Yeah, that was the title of the post. And luckily, there wasn't a space between the word night and
night
stand.
Night and stand.
But he did that on purpose.
They did that on purpose.
And it's genius. Because essentially, whether we're looking or not, sometimes we are. You know what I mean?
I know people that are always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking. And you know? Sometimes nightstands happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes four nightstands happen.
Four nightstands. Looking for 13 and a half nightstands. A couple of daytimes, too, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'll take a day stand, too. Sometimes I'll take a one afternoon stand.
Some people say the morning stand is the best stand. This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinedu Inaka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts we can find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps.
But that's not all we get our posts from. It couldn't be.
We get ours from historical events. We go back in time.
Like the Titanic. We were on the Titanic.
Facts.
Waiting for it to go down. So that was the distraction.
Facts.
So while they're sinking, we out here digging for posts.
The nuclear plant explosion of
Chernobyl. Yep, we were there.
With protected gear.
Of course.
Searching for posts. And did we find them? Why, of course we did.
Of course we did.
Because we're dedicated. We won't leave, even though they said, you must get out of here. We kept working, searching for posts. Now we can't see. Disclaimer. This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, yeah, I hope this guy's father gets the nightstand he's looking for, you know?
Yeah, all he has to do is go on Tinder.
Or OfferUp.
Depending upon which nightstand we're talking about.
Exactly. You want one breathing or not?
Craigslist might be it. You never know.
Yeah. What's the best furniture store?
They still go to IKEA. That's a popular one.
You know, my brother's name is Ike.
Okay.
Very close to IKEA.
And okay.
We grew up minutes from IKEA. If my name was Ike and there was IKEA, I would spray paint every A.
Get over the A.
I would dress up like Batman in the middle of the night and spray over the A's. Yeah, I look back and be like, Ike.
Well, you know, sounds like a psychopath. All right, we're going to get into our first segment. This is where Chinedu and I like to discuss what's going on in our own neighborhoods.
That's right. So Candace, I know you're itching to go. So what's going on in your neighborhood?
This one's very simple. Some guy posted, dreadlocks by appointment.
Dreadlocks by appointment?
That's it.
Was there a phone number?
No.
No, because I wasn't
dreads. It's a post. So it's a post. So if you see that, you can message them or whatever.
Facts.
When you are soliciting a service.
Okay.
I would like a website. Mm-hmm. I would like to look at your work.
Yeah.
I would like to see pictures of your work, because if you're just putting what you do, and I have no examples to go by, the odds of me reaching out to you and being like, yes, I would like some dreadlocks.
I'm going to reach out to this person and tell you why.
Why?
Because I could tell by the limited information.
That they're busy?
Not only are they good, they don't need the money. But you can also haggle with this person. You could pay her a month late. Because if you ain't showing proper business practices from the jump,
then you don't have them.
Exactly. So that goes across the board.
Anything's on the table.
Accounting, being punctual, everything is up in the air.
You might be able to talk them into giving you a week.
You can save some money with this person. Let me tell you. And she just started now. She's been good forever, but never put no money in on the business side. Just on the talent. She take classes.
And I appreciate that.
I appreciate it.
Look, I don't need all the frills. I don't need you to. I didn't say a fancy website.
Yeah.
I just would like some type of example. Mm-hmm. I need to see work before I'm going to take the time to drive to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to drive to you. You're going to give me trash locks.
Sure.
I need to see some skill.
Okay, but if you were that worried about it, you would comment.
I would.
It's the mystery that makes you wonder, like, do you have pictures? A part of it is like, you're looking for yourself because you want your hair done. Mm-hmm. But also you're like, you're just wondering, like, what's going on here with this person?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know who you're living next to.
This is true.
I know, you know, people like that where, like, you have two people where they start cutting hair in their garage, right?
Mm-hmm.
One person goes on to own 10 barber stores.
It's quite possible.
Another one is still cutting hair in their garage, but they made a ton of money, too.
Yeah.
But it's all work.
Oh, for sure.
They never think about expansion or nothing.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
And both are happy.
It's just what your goals are.
You're looking for dreadlocks.
All right, what's happening in, I guess we could say, our neighborhood?
That's right.
Since you're so close to me.
This post reads, the man who stabbed and killed that woman in Hancock Park this past week is the same man that attacked me and my mom when we were walking down Veteran in Palms in July. I posted about it on here when the incident happened. I'm going to the police and news today to let them know. And the reason I chose this post,
it's very dark.
Well, it is dark, but it's also a good thing to know for these apps, right? Like these next door apps, you think like, oh, you know, it's just random. Like some people don't really take them that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just on there just being nosy.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's stuff like this is actually like, yo, it could actually have a positive impact on your community.
A lot of people are just trying to help.
Facts. We have those posts sometimes. I saw the guy just staring at me through my window from the street. This is his license number.
Yeah.
And it's on there on these apps.
Yeah.
You just never know what you could be preventing.
That is true. The problem is that with these apps is that so many people do post like nonsense things.
It's hard
and
to get to the important ones.
Exactly. Right. How do you know which ones are the ones you should take heed in and be like, oh, this one's actually true and a warning and not someone just trying to get attention. It's not a crazy person.
No, that's a good point. So there are some positives to these apps. And we took a break from the funny to just share that and to remind you guys to be safe out there. And when you see something on these posts, man, you know, share it, like it so it floats to the top.
That post made me miss my dreadlocks by appointment. It was so dark.
It was.
That man who murdered that woman.
I told y'all. I told y'all 2 weeks ago. All y'all laugh. We make fun of my spelling. But I told you.
I usually scroll by those because they give me anxiety.
Hello, I'm here. Hello.
I don't want to know if there's a murderer outside.
The height, the car color, the license plate. And what did you do?
And what'd you do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Made fun of my spelling.
Scrolled by.
Scrolled on.
Told me I was an attention whore.
Now look at you.
Dead.
Wow.
Because you didn't take my warning.
Dummy. Well. Moving on. Next up is Neighborhood Watch. This is where me and Candace catapult deeper into the apps to find the best local stories. Now, what tools do we use to catapult?
Catapults.
Yep.
A cannon.
Cannons.
I like when you shoot me, when you light the cannon and you shoot me into the sky.
Into the post.
Into the sky of posts. You could use a slingshot is a catapult motion.
Yep. A giant.
A giant could just, you mean like just fling you
just
like
flick
that?
You with their fingers.
Uh-huh.
The flick to them is a catapult for you.
What about trampoline?
We trampoline into the post.
Bungee jump.
Bungee jump. You know those toys, the jack-o'-lantern into the post?
What?
With the thing you, you're like, and it jumps out. That's a jack-o'-lantern, right?
Jack in the box?
Yeah, jack. This first post reads, an airplane passenger is reportedly caught breastfeeding a hairless cat mid-flight. According to news outlets, the alleged incident took place aboard a flight headed from Syracuse, New York to Atlanta, Georgia. A flight attendant, Ainsley Elizabeth, took to TikTok last month claiming to have witnessed it.
This is just so crazy. This woman had like one of those hairless cats swaddled up so it would look like a baby, she said. And her shirt was up and she was trying to get her cat to latch. And she wouldn't put the cat back in the carrier and the cat was screaming for its life.
She goes on to say, you know those little butter packets that you get from an Italian restaurant where they don't have olive oil? She took the butter, mochis to her nipple, and yeah, she's so weird. What does she do at home if she's doing that in public?
The airline has yet to publicly address the incident. This was definitely Spirit.
Yeah, and that is a good, oh, for sure, Spirit Airlines.
A woman trying to breastfeed a cat with butter?
Exactly. Get in line.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people waiting for a comment or a multitude of stories. That is a good question. What does she do at home if she's doing that in public? She's definitely fucking the cat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if man. They're that intimate.
Jesus Christ. You know?
On a plane.
A hairless cat, too?
Yeah, of all the cats.
You know, hairless cat. Get that scary ass shit
looking
off his
like butt. Raw chicken.
Like Ren and Stimpy. The other thing is that they said the cat was making noises. So when the cat was making noises, what was she telling? Oh, yeah, the baby. That's just my baby. He sounded like that.
Was she telling people it was a baby?
Yeah, she was pretending it was a baby. That's why she was pretending to breastfeed it.
Swaddled up so it would look like a baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But those aren't baby noises.
Like, we all know what a baby looks like, right?
I don't want to be intrusive, but it sounds like your baby has hair in it still.
Why is your baby going?
That's a hell of a cry that baby has there.
Yeah, no, this is unfortunate because cat ladies already have a bad reputation.
Yes.
And I am really close to getting a cat.
Don't do it.
No, I'm going to.
You have cat lady written all over you.
I do not.
Just gonna make it official.
I do not. But I am about to get one, I'm pretty sure. But women that own cats do not need a story like this to add.
Yeah, this is not helping.
No.
This is making all the stereotypes sound pretty true.
Sound true. These are all the stereotypes balled up into one giant. Yeah. Because breastfeeding, that's the whole thing, is like these women are lonely.
Yeah.
They didn't have a kid, so they got a cat or they got multiple cats to fill that void of not being a mother and having someone to take care of. And here she is. Mm. All the stereotypes coming to a head.
I was like, man, this is the weirdest cat woman.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
They're not all like that.
No, Catwoman was not like that.
No, she wasn't.
She was a hero.
That's what happens at the top of a Catwoman. Where you just say, fuck it, I'm going to become a cat.
Yes.
When your last cat dies.
You just fully commit.
You're just like,
fuck it.
I'm wearing tights for the rest of my life, over my head to my toes.
This next post reads, three deer swimming toward Staten Island. This happened on Shore Parkway, Bath Beach, Brooklyn.
Bath Beach, Brooklyn.
Some people do bathe at the beach.
Bath Beach, Brooklyn, boy. Where you from, son?
Bath Beach.
Triple B. Big baller brand at Bath Beach, Brooklyn. Come out. Bring your boys, your bats, and your beer. We partying all night. Bath Beach, Brooklyn. Sorry, it's just three B's. They ended Brooklyn? I mean, come on now.
He had to.
That's intense.
He had to.
Now.
I didn't know deer could swim.
I didn't know deer could swim. And I didn't know they swim in threes. That's a school of deer.
Is it a school? What are a group of deer called?
A bunch of deer.
A bunch. What's a group of deer called? A grip of deer.
A grip. What if like another like parallel universe?
Yeah.
Where like all the slang are actually very formal.
Yeah.
Hello, Hort. You know, all the like, he called me a madame. How dare you?
How dare you?
The one that she shot you. Case dismissed. That'd be so funny.
Well, that madam is offensive too.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you think you're too young to be called madam.
Hello, madam.
Or ma'am. What did you just call
me? Excuse me,
you
sir.
Might as well have called me bitch. I've always had a complaint about, why is it that plural of beer is beers, but plural of deer is still deer?
Because the next thing to be invented, deer came first. It was Jesus, deer, and then beer.
Yeah.
And so they made the mistake with when naming deer, and they fixed it when naming beer.
When they made beer.
That's why.
They were like, we should have added an S.
Yeah.
And now it's too late.
It
to
was
take
so
it back.
Confusing.
Yeah.
They're like, deer. And they'll turn around hoping to see one. And it'd be 250 it'd be deer behind them. They're like, oh my God. Deer. They're at first, they turn around smiling because they think it's one cute ass deer.
We thought you called all of us.
But it was 3,000 deer right behind them. They're like, yo, there's a deer behind you. He turns around.
Huh? You rang?
What? Oh, shit. The fuck? Why you tell me there's 3,000 deer behind me?
I did.
I said plural.
I said there's deer.
I said deer.
Where were these deer going, you think? To the club? Do you swim? Would you swim to go to a club? Is there a club that's that
nice?
That's that good that you would swim to it?
No. There isn't a club that's good. Maybe a club where Poseidon's the bouncer, Candace Thompson.
You mean like in Atlantis?
Yes.
Then, yeah, the lost city of Atlantis.
Then I would swim to the club. The 40-40 club.
If like Aquaman was there.
Yeah. Then, wait, my GPS says Atlantis. 20 minute swim. I'm gonna be late. I gotta go change.
I gotta put on my wetsuit.
My wetsuit.
My flippers.
Yeah.
I just did my hair.
Gotta Google lessons. What's the next post, Candace?
A man is caught on camera insulting his girlfriend's dad.
A social media user uploaded a clip captioning it, "When you realize her dad has a doorbell cam."
The clip taken on the camera, which starts recording automatically when it detects movement outside the front of the home, shows the man in a cap and orange jumper walking up to the front door while on a phone call.
He can be heard saying, "All right, well, yeah, I gotta go meet this dickhead." So he instantly realizes his mistake by looking directly to the camera, mumbling, "God damn it," and making a swift move to get out of its line of sight.
That's not the first impression you want to make when meeting the father of the person you're dating.
Yeah, not at all. You definitely
calling
wanna,
them a dickhead.
You don't want to call them a dickhead. Really, anything with the word head. Head ass, big head, small head.
Look, I got to meet this head ass.
Lizard head.
Motherfucker.
Oh, bell pepper head. Is this whole thing?
What would you do if your daughter's boyfriend was coming to meet you for the first time and you saw this?
I would have
caught on the camera.
I invited him inside for a roast session. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Well, what about you?
Now who's the dickhead?
Oh, little dickhead ass. Oh, little dicky picky. Maybe this father is also his principal.
Okay, I didn't think about that, but yes, it
could
is possible.
True. I mean, could be dating daughter's the principal's daughter.
Maybe this is
and
the
you
guy.
You know for sure this guy's a dick.
That is quite possible. I did not think about that.
Like, I already know this motherfucker.
This is the reason why. He's the reason why I had to take 10th grade 3 times.
Right. I was always in his office. Oh, dickhead ass. But sometimes words like that could be a term of endearment amongst guys. What's up, dickhead? What's up, dickhead?
No.
Well, would you believe him? Like, if you were the dad and he was like, "No, I call all my friends, I like dickhead."
I would be like, "No, you don't.
You can't prove that."
I can prove that. You just got caught calling me a dickhead. That's what just happened. That's what went down. And now you're trying to backpedal.
Every guy has a friend in his phone that if he calls him and asks him a question like that, like, "Yo, didn't I always call you?" That's a code word.
And you have a
always,
friend, and that friend would be like,
"Yeah, we all play. Yeah. Hell yeah, dickhead."
I can feel this happening in a Ben Stiller rom-com.
That's a code word. Don't I always...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
always,
yeah.
There's only one answer.
Yeah. He's like, "I'm sorry. It's Mr. Dickhead."
We don't always work out at 2 a.m.
Yeah, we always work out at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
See?
I told you.
Told you. Dang, man.
That one friend that's just there to bail you out of situations that you get stuck in because you got your foot in your mouth again.
Right. Don't that one girl always wear a lot of perfume and everybody, she's kissing on everybody?
Yeah.
See? I told you.
Then you got to pay him $30. Here you go. Thanks for having my back again.
A demo request.
Man, oh man, that was such a fun segment.
Yes, it was.
I love Neighborhood Watch.
It was top 35.
I love watching the neighborhood.
I love watching Neighborhood.
We do this every week, and if you are enjoying this, please, please, please make sure to send us your posts that you find on your neighborhood apps, because we are thoroughly enjoying the ones that have already been sent to us. So keep it up. If you haven't done so, send them in. Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on social media at Chinadu Unaka, ChinEDUUNAKAR, on Twitter at Chinadu Comedy. Follow, follow, follow. Jokes by Candace. You can find Candace Thompson. Click our bios and drop off those posts. Am I right, Candace?
You're not wrong.
I am correct.
Oh, man. Chinadu, You know what time it is?
Yes, I do.
What time is it?
7:23.
Okay, yes, it is that. But it is also, more importantly, phone a friend time.
That's right.
And for our new listeners, this is where we have a comedian friend of ours come in and share an entertaining, sometimes dramatic, could be silly. We don't know.
We don't know.
I love when they surprise us.
Yeah, but we're ready.
They share a story, and we are so excited to have this gentleman on with us today. He's one of my favorite people in the whole entire world. I've loved him ever since I've met him. I knew I could fucks with him immediately. You can see him on the stand-ups on Netflix. He has a half-hour special on there right now. Well-deserved. Put your hands together virtually for the amazingly talented Brian Simpson.
Brian!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Mr. Simpson himself.
What up, what up, what up?
Yeah, complaining about neighbors is my specialty.
Yes. Well, we are glad that you brought it here first. Go ahead and get into your story.
So I moved into, I guess what we would call it, an Armenian building, right?
Okay.
It takes them a while to warm up to you.
I don't have personal experience, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The day I moved in, I got stopped at the front gate. We just returned the moving truck. And we're coming back in, but I left the garage door open in the house, right? So, but as we're pulling in, someone's pulling out. So like, oh, that. So we're pulling in the garage, and this dude won't move. He's coming out of the garage, he won't move. And he starts questioning us about, like, why we live there and who we are. It was, the irony is, he stopped right beside a now leasing sign that's hung draped across, like, half of the building. and he can't fathom how we could possibly be moving in, and he's never seen us before.
Hilarious.
Right? Yeah, so I end up running upstairs and opening the door and always had an issue with this dude from then on. And then people start complaining about things happening in the building, and they keep asking us about it.
Mm.
Right? So now this dude is my arch rival. You know what I'm saying?
What were some things that was happening in the building that they was trying to pin on y'all?
Like, this is one of those buildings where you can go up to the roof. I guess people do it so they can go pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, and like, you know, somebody burned a cigar to the, you know, somebody like put ashes out up there, and they just asked if it was us. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't even know you could go up there. And, or one day the rent guy came to collect the rent, and a girl I was seeing had a dog at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 2 months later, a dog pissed in the stairwell, like all over the place. And the rent guy just assumed it was us. He was like, well, you guys have a dog. I'm like, we don't have a dog.
Like, wouldn't you go first to a person who owned a dog? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The, like our next door neighbor. Yeah.
Right.
Owned a motherfucking dog. Yeah.
Motherfucking dog. Brian trying to snitch on the low. There's no one over there.
So it doesn't stop there. The war gets even pettier. Because these guys are next door. You know? And mm-hmm. So there's probably 8 times, there's probably 25, 26 units in the building, right? Mm-hmm. But we have one trash dumpster and one recycling dumpster for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where y'all fall in the category, but if you don't break down your boxes and you live in an apartment building, yeah. You don't break down your boxes, you're evil.
You're an animal.
You're taking up space for everybody else, and guess who don't never break down their motherfucking box?
Let me guess.
Yep.
Boxhead over there.
Yep. And then and you know what I do? I put on my petty cap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I start brainstorming. You know what? And I decide every time they throw something in a dumpster with that's not broke down,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put it back in front of their door.
That's
very a lot of effort too.
Confrontational.
Yeah, but some boxes are big, man.
And passive aggressive.
It could
I
be
love
a fridge box. You know, not all boxes are the same size.
Yeah,
so depending on what type of box you're talking about, that's a lot of effort you got there. A lot of time in your hands.
I done put TV boxes. I done put refrigerator boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the boxes ain't even there. But you know what ended up happening? These fucks, they ended up starting a whole thing in the whole building about how like there was all sorts of mischief and vandalism and all of this.
Mischief.
Instead of breaking down the boxes, basically everybody on our floor got a Ring cam. and they still leave their boxes down there.
That's insane.
Yeah, imagine spending $400 so you don't have to be lazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I spend more for less.
Yeah, it goes from them pretty much just not wanting you there.
Yeah.
To them blaming either your dog or yourself for peeing the stairs. They was like, either it was your dog or you. I hate that only you and your girl's dog was the only suspects. Right. You know, before the other dog. You was a suspect before the other dog, and that's not right.
So keep in mind, dude, like, we had a situation where one of the apartments caught on fire, right? Mm. Like, it's water pouring out of this apartment. And everyone's outside hoping our building don't burn down. And you would think at that moment, it would be some kumbaya or something. Nope. These motherfuckers act like we wasn't even standing there. They act like we wasn't even standing there.
Yeah, you would have thought that had been a bonding moment between everybody. So happy no one died.
Because everybody was on, like, hey, man, did you need anything? Do you need anything? I'm like, y'all need anything? They act like, I ain't say shit.
They were like, no, okay, that's... Well,
they didn't ask y'all,
that asshole that peed in the hallway.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
He was like, hey, yeah. Pee head, you need anything?
And then the property guy shows up and it's like, it's three people out there with dogs. He ain't had nothing to say.
Yeah, well, like, he was like trying to sit. He knew he was going to commit a lot of crimes, and he was so happy he had a black person to take
on.
The fall.
Oh, yeah.
To blame on.
He was framing you.
Why?
The whole time.
He ended up getting fired, though.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah, poor guy. I don't know if what he was doing, but all I know is I went 6 weeks without a hot water heater.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had to take cold showers for 6 weeks?
For 6 weeks? That could cause permanent ball shrinkage.
Yeah.
You know that?
He was fired. That's what the delay was. He finally was getting fired and, like, hid the parts from them.
On the bright side, cold showers are really good for you.
Nah.
They're good for your immune system.
Nah.
Not only that, but... For depression, they're really good for like headaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you missing the point, Candace. Those are cold showers that you take on.
Those are non-consensual cold showers.
Exactly. Nice. It's different. It's just like rest is good for you. But if I say you can't get out of the motherfucking bed all day, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
I was in there like low, low, low. Like, man, I need some psilocybin.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want nothing to remind me of when I was struggling. I don't want to have no struggle situations in my crib.
No struggle flashbacks. You don't like those struggle nostalgia moments.
You can handle the mishaps when you broke poor.
Right.
But when you get money, as soon as the air conditioner cut off, I'm calling somebody. Hey.
Yeah, it's hard to go back.
Yeah, it's fine.
Once you've seen the other side,
you
can't go back. There's a lot of rags to riches stories. Not too many rags to riches to rags to riches.
Facts. And Brian, you used to be in the military, so it's like this is another type of PTSD for you. This is poor PTSD.
Yeah,
you made me have flashbacks of cold showers when I couldn't afford the heat.
It's the worst.
No bullshit. I need all the rooms in the house to be able to be cold. I need my water to be able to burn my damn skin off.
Yeah. See, but that's my fear, too, because, like, you know, I found myself in those moments where I have, like, you know, I have the AC, I have the heater, all these things. But to keep my edge, every now and then, I'll just make a syrup sandwich.
You make a,
you know, just
make a mayonnaise
keep
sandwich
a little edge
just
to me. Yeah,
just so
yeah.
I don't get too comfortable.
Don't get too comfortable. Just, you know, you don't want to lose that part of you.
Oh, yeah. I turn tricks once a month for the same reason.
Facts. See, Brian gets it.
Yeah.
Brian gets it.
Well, thank you, Brian. That was fantastic for sharing that story. We appreciate it and we really enjoyed it. But we want to ask you if you have some time to stick around for our next segment called Love Thy Neighbor and just riff with us if you have time.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, we will be right back after this.
And we are back to all my lovebirds listening to Nosy Neighbors. This next segment is for you to love thy neighbor. Woman stuck with a $3,100 dinner bill after blind date refused to pay for the 23 family members she brought along. The date, which took place at a restaurant in the eastern Chinese province of Xinjiang, was a part of a woman's plan.
Pretty sure it was not how that's pronounced.
Was a part of a woman's plan to, quote, test the generosity of a 29-year-old man before committing to a relationship with him.
The man's mom set up the meeting after becoming concerned about his lack of dating life. So in a hope to impress his date, Mr. Liu had agreed to pay for the meal, not realizing that the woman's entire extended family would be joining them.
Now, Mr. Luai was happy to pay for a small portion of the bill. He insisted that the woman and her family pay their share.
So on this date, he thought he was just going out with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, she brought her entire family.
It's on his dumb ass for staying for the whole dinner. I would have got up from the table immediately.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Meeting your parents, somebody's parents on the first day is one thing, but meeting somebody, play cousins, that's a little intense.
Anybody extra on a first date is, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's too much. What are we doing? Yeah.
I don't know you. We meeting. I don't need to meet anybody else.
Real talk.
I can only handle this.
I haven't met your vagina.
And I'm not meeting your parents. Until I meet your vagina.
Okay. You don't even know my penis name. You want me to shake hands with your parents?
You want me to meet your first cousin.
I think she was really just trying to use this guy. She knew from the jump she didn't take him serious. And she just wanted to know how deep in his pockets can she get. She pushed it at 23. She
you
probably could have gone
what
off.
That was?
She had no intentions of taking this guy seriously. And she was like, let me just see if I could take advantage of this
if
man.
He'll do it.
Get all this free chicken and... It's China, right? Egg rolls, right?
Yeah.
What? That's a very common food item.
Yes, egg rolls.
And McDonald's. McDonald's is out there.
They do have McDonald's out there.
Is there anyone defending the woman?
I'm sure there's a crazy out there somewhere.
Probably saying, I don't see what's wrong with
that. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah. Because, you know, we've talked about this before, like women going on dates with guys and just taking advantage of them mm-hmm. so they can get a free meal. But yep. I've never heard of anybody with the balls to bring family members. That's new.
Yeah. You could tell she's taking advantage of you if she gets wine, appetizers, and dessert. Just 2 out of 3.
Well, if you order that much, you might as well bring your family. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're ordering for 7.
Yeah, they have enough.
So you might as well have brought all your family.
Yeah, 7 courses.
Bring your aunt next time, because same difference.
So, Brian, when was your last date with 23 people?
Have you had a bad blind date, Brian?
I've never had a blind date.
What?
No.
You never been set up?
No. I refuse. Because when your friends start trying to set you up, you realize how little they really know about you.
Yeah, that's very true.
If it was a white friend, maybe I'd be like, well, maybe, oh, she's perfect for you. Why?
She's black.
She's black.
Yep.
It's like, that ain't perfect.
That's
one thing.
Right. Yeah, it's always very tricky. I had a white friend. She'd be like, yes, what about him? He's cute. Just because he was black. And I'm like, no, he's not. That was the white guilt talking.
And even if it wasn't that, it would be like some mundane detail about me that isn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'd be like, oh, she also prefers the window seat or something that's like.
She's breathing. She take the bus too.
She eats too.
What is the advantage to going on a blind date? All that is that you setting yourself up so if you don't want to be there, you got to stay there.
That's why you have to have the emergency out.
I want the quick date at the coffee shop. So without coffee gone, we ain't got to hang around.
Yeah.
Facts. I get a tall until I know I like you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I like you midway through my tall, I go
You'll
back
get
and
grande.
Get the rest of the grande. I order another tall.
Yeah.
And I ask for a grande
You
cup.
Can always get more. You can't downsize.
You can't downsize. Once you get that venti, like, right, I think I'm going to head out. Wow, you got the whole drink. At least finish your coffee. Well, it's a trenta.
So, Shindu, what's your exit line when you decide you're out?
Oh, usually what I'll say is, I have children, and I left them with the car.
My kids are on fire. I've got to go.
She's like, really, you have kids? Yeah, I'll be right back. Yeah, let's go.
What should be saying, Candace, when it's over with?
You know, a go-to would always be just a feminine problem. You know, it's easy. They're not going to ask questions. Yeah. Be like, oh, my uterus is falling out of my vagina.
Oh, my God, that sounds sick.
And they're like, oh, that sounds terrible.
You're like, oh, we're like, it's monthly.
Yeah, this happens every month. Can you believe it?
I never heard about that one.
Yeah, ooh, it's rough. It's rough.
Brian, this was amazing,
Fantastic.
Brother. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Tell the people where they can find you on social media.
I'm BS Comedian on Instagram and Twitter, and I don't do the rest of those things.
That's right.
Click on my link tree to see my tour dates so you can buy tickets to stuff.
Yes.
All right. And make sure you check them out on Netflix in the stand-ups.
Yes. Thank you, Brian.
Thank y'all.
See you soon.
Candace.
Huh?
Do you know why I'm getting a little teary-eyed?
There's only one reason.
Well, it's one of my favorite segments.
One could be
up.
I just farted.
It's that too. Your fart smell like jalapeno peppers.
Spicy.
Who wants to smell a spicy fart? What the fuck? That's so funny and disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not Candace's fart, actually. It's because it's time. Or won't you be my neighbor? This post reads, a Dunkin' Donuts customer gifts an employee with a new home.
A Dunkin' Donuts employee in Ohio recently received a huge surprise from one of her loyal customers, a fully furnished home.
Employee Ebony Johnson met customer Suzanne Burke at the drive-thru window she was serving at 3 years ago. After chatting every time Burke came for her coffees in the mornings, the two became very friendly.
So when Burke found out that her acquaintance, a mother of three, had fallen on hard times and been evicted from her home, she made it her mission to help by reaching out to organizations that help people in difficulty.
Now enjoying a fully decorated, cozy place to stay, Johnson is finally looking forward to the upcoming holidays.
I'm just so thankful we're back in our home, Johnson said. The Lord really looked out for me because I kept praying and saying, could I be at home before Christmas? And wow. The answer is yes. The
answer is yes.
Look at that, a Dunkin' Donuts miracle.
What a beautiful story.
A glazed miracle.
A glazed miracle. This miracle has glaze all over it.
Mm.
Just dripping with sprinkles and
holes.
Suspicious pink jizz.
That frosting is suspicious.
Nevertheless, this is such an amazing story. And this is a good reminder for all people working in service. You just never know who you're serving.
You don't. Spark conversations up, even mm-hmm. on your worst day. Look, I've worked in customer service.
Facts.
I know what that's like. You mm-hmm. having a bad day and people are stupid, okay? Yeah. You deal with some dumb people and it's going to get on your nerves.
It's going to get on your nerves.
But always remember to be grateful because you do not know who you're going to come in contact with.
At all.
You can make a relationship like this. Next thing you know, you got a house.
Facts. Like I say it all the time. If you treat everybody like they the boss, you never got to worry about who the boss is. Chanelle, give me some gospel music.
Get it.
We're all kings and queens in our life. Turn to your neighbor and king and say you a king. Turn to your neighbor and queen and say you a queen. Treat everybody like they're the boss and you'll never have to know who the boss is. We're all God's children. Dude. Am I right, Pastor Thompson?
Yeah, you're right. Well, shout out to this woman for group organizing and getting this woman a house for her and her kids. Those Dunkin' Donuts must be delicious. What did you learn today?
I learned that before you insult your girlfriend's father, make sure you're about a block away. Get all the insults out.
Stay in the car.
Stay in the car. Get those insults out of your head. I know you had bad moments with other previous people you were dating, fathers, but look in the mirror. Take some ownership. Okay, not everybody isn't a dickhead.
Maybe you're the dickhead.
Maybe you're the dickhead. So get all that out before you go meet somebody's father. You show some respect.
Mm.
Son, you came on my lawn, on my doorstep, asking to see my daughter's tits. All right? Show some respect before you disrespect me behind closed doors. How about that, buddy? Can you at least be cordial about it? Thanks. That's my princess. I appreciate it.
I learned that when I get my cat, I'm going to breastfeed it at home in the privacy of my own apartment.
That's right.
Apparently, people aren't ready for that.
Cats don't like sucking titties in public, let me tell you.
That's why she had to put butter on it.
Right. Candace, where can they find you?
Oh. You can find me at Jokes by Candace on social media, and you can unfollow Chinadu where?
At Chinadu Unaka. That's right. Chin-E-D-U-U-N-A-K-A. Download my comedy album, Mostly Kidding.
Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Candace Thompson. And me,
Candace Thompson,
is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Kelly Kyle. Matthew Cilelli edits the show. Cornelia Stradwick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Delvec. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, and Courtney Gilbert. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.